send the message.
对，鼓励大家在今天聚会结束之后，教会家庭时间的时候都留下来。
So I encourage you to stay for the church family time after our worship.
到时候我们会把大家的镜头都打开，我们彼此见面，互相问候，圣诞快乐。
So we will turn on the video after the church worship so we have the opportunity to greet one another and say Merry Christmas to one another.
时间过得好快，再过不到2个星期的时间，2020年就过去了。
Time flies. Almost 2 weeks later, there will be the conclusion of 2020.
那当我们回顾这一年的时候，我发现一个现象。
When I look back, 2020, I found there's some phenomena I want to share with you.
就是在过去这一年里，神不断地把一个信息放在我们的面前。
So in the past year, God continually to put an important message in front of us.
一直在提醒我们一件事情，就是主耶稣基督再来的日子近了。
God keeps reminding us one message. It's almost the time of Jesus Christ's second coming.
记得去年年底的时候，我们有几十位的弟兄姐妹去参加了我们教会的退休会。
I remember, at the end of last year, there were dozens of brothers and sisters to join the retreat, a church retreat.
那在那一次的教会退休会里呢，神使用段永会弟兄集中的就提醒我们一个信息，叫万物的结局近了。
So, during that retreat, Brother Duan sent a very clear message. It says almost the end of everything.
在万物的结局近了的时候，主耶稣基督再来的日子里，教会要预备好自己。
So before the end time, before Jesus coming, church has to prepare themselves.
让我们当我们见主面的时候，我们可以成为神荣耀的称赞。
So when we face to face with God, that we can be praised to glorify God.
那今年从5月份开始，大家都注意到哈，神使用David 李长老一直在向我们传讲主耶稣基督再来的信息。
I believe you also noticed, starting from last May, God used Elder David Lee to preach this message, God is almost coming.
上一周他传讲的题目是"基督荣耀的再来和审判"。
So last week he shared the same message, the God's glorious coming and the judgment of God.
10月份的时候，我们请了沈德莱牧师从巴尔的摩那里向我们传讲神的话语。
In October, we invited the pastor Shen from Baltimore. He also preached us the message that almost the end time of everything.
神借着沈牧师再次提醒我们，主来的日子近了。
So through Pastor Shen, God remind us of again the message that it's God, Jesus is it's almost time for Jesus coming.
今年年中开始呢，神也把一个负担放在我的心中。
And starting from this year, God also put a burden in my heart.
就是让我们要注目天国的降临。
So we have to pay attention to God's kingdom.
所以我花了2、3个月的时间跟大家一起来思考天国是什么样的，天国降临，我们又当如何？
So I spent 2 and 2, 3 months to ponder the message with you. What is God's kingdom? And what should we prepare for God's kingdom's come?
所以今天，当我们纪念主耶稣基督第一次降生的时候，
So today, when we try to remember the first coming of Jesus Christ,
让我们再次彼此提醒主第二次来的日子快了。
so we have to remind ourselves and one another that God's second coming is approaching.
我们当警醒自己，
We have to be alert
预备见主。
and get ready to to face our Lord.
那在过去这一年里所发生的事情呢，也不断的在印证这个信息。
In the past year, many things happened, also confirmed this message.
在我们知道在网上哈有一个大家都喜欢使用的这个圣经软件叫 YouVersion.
We know that there is a very popular app to read the Bible. It's called a YouVersion.
那全球大概有4.5亿人在使用这个软件。
There's almost 450 million users.
2020年快过去了，他们就做了一个统计。
So they made a statistics based on the data of 2020.
他们统计了在过去这一年当中使用最多的一节的经文是哪一节。
They made they released the statistic of what is the most popular and the download, most frequently download Bible verse.
那他们发觉呢 最受人引用最多的分享最多的一节经文呢就是以赛亚书41章第10节。
And they found the most popular and most downloaded Bible verse is from Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 10.
这句话说你不要害怕因为我与你同在不要惊慌因为我是你的神我必坚固你。我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
大家都在寻找解决害怕、惊慌的出路，所以大家都找到这一节的经文。
Everyone is looking for a way to overcome their fear and to find an exit from this fear. So they all found this Bible verse.
感谢主，这节经文给我们很大的安慰。
Thank God, this Bible verse really comforts us a lot.
因为主应许他的百姓说他会与我们同在。
Because God promised he will be with us.
他是我们的神，会坚固我们，帮助我们，会扶持我们。
He is our God, so he will strengthen us and help us.
当我们紧紧抓住神的时候，我们就可以胜过世上一切的惧怕。
So when we hold tightly with God, then we can overcome all the fear we have on earth.
这也是为什么今天我要特别跟大家分享这个敬畏耶和华这个题目。
So that's why I want to share the message with you, fear the Lord.
盼望这个信息能够深深地印在我们每一个人的心中。
Hopefully, this message will be remembered in your heart.
无论我们现在经历何等的患难。
No matter what we are facing now.
不管我们往前看的时候，新的一年到来的时候，还有很多不确定的问题、事情。
Even though there's many uncertainty when we look ahead,
我们可以在这当中紧紧地抓住神。
And yet we can still hold closely to God.
经历神的同在。
And experience His presence.
经历神随时的帮助。
Experience His help anytime.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray now.
求主赐给我们一颗敬畏你的心。
We want to pray that God will give us a heart that fear God.
感谢主，在过去的2年多的时间里，你一直在带领着我们这个教会。
We want to thank you in the past 2 years, you have been our guidance.
带领我们走过各样的风风雨雨。
You have led us through all the storms and rain.
我们教会从初创到建立。
From the founding of our church,
从向下扎根到开始向上结果。
From we try to take root below and try to bearing fruit above,
我们都经历了你信实的同在。
We have gone through your faithful presence.
今年你又是带我们经历了疫情和大选的风暴。
And this year you have guided us through pandemic and the impact of US election.
让我们学习在主里面彼此相爱的功课。
Let's learn how to love one another in Christ.
你教导我们变得更坚强，在真理上更加的扎实。
You have told us to be stronger and build out our foundation in the truth.
谢谢你，有你的同在，我们就无所畏惧。
We want to thank you because with your presence, we fear nothing.
当我们很期待啊，新的一年到来的时候。
When we are looking forward to the new year,
我们再次来同心的仰望你。
We want to look upon you.
相信你必带我们向高处行。
We believe that you will lead us to a higher place.
我们不敢猜测将来会发生什么样的事情。
We cannot predict what will happen in the future.
但是我知道，我们知道这一切都在你的掌管里面。
But we know everything is in your control, in your hand.
帮助我们在你的里面站立得稳。
So please help us to stand fast in you.
也求你使用我们为你来发光。
And also use us to work for you.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
讲到敬畏耶和华的时候呢，有另外一件事情常常是随着敬畏耶和华这个词出现的。
When we talk about to fear the Lord, there's another sentence always associated with this.
就是远离恶事。
Another sentence is to shun evil.
对，我们常常在讲到敬畏耶和华的时候，后面我们就会找到远离各样恶事的经文。
So when we talk about to fear the Lord, we always find a following verses and teach us to get away from evil doing.
比如说箴言三章第七节就这样讲说，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
For example, Proverbs 3:3:7, Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
再比如箴言八章十三节说，敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及乖谬的口都为我所恨恶。
Another example can be found in Proverbs chapter 8:13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech.
为什么远离恶事这个提醒紧紧地跟着敬畏耶和华呢？
Why? That's a reminder we have to get away from evil and always following the teaching of to fear the Lord.
那这个呢，其实很容易理解。
It's easy to understand.
因为上帝是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
他在他里面没有任何的黑暗和罪恶。
There is no darkness or sin in God.
所以我们要想紧紧地抓住神，经历与神同在的话，一定远离神所恨恶的这些事情。
So if we want to hold on to God and experience his presence, we have to keep away from those things that God hates.
如果我们被这些恶事所缠绕，被这些罪恶所玷污的话，就很难说我们会与神同在。
So if we were trapped by those evil things, it's really hard for us to experience God's presence.
就如同现在我们想尽一切的办法啊，洗手啊，戴口罩啊，远离人群呢，来避免被病毒感染一样。
It's like we try everything we can to wash our hands, to put on a mask, or keep social distance so we can get away from virus. It's the same. We want to get away from evil.
我们当竭尽全力地使我们远离这一切罪恶的沾染，以至于我们可以与神同在。
So we have to do everything we can to keep away from those sins, so that we can experience God's presence.
神已经应许了他会与我们同在的。
God has already promised he will be with us.
但是有一件事情会使我们失去神的同在，就是我们的罪。
But one thing will keep us away from God, it's our sin.
诗篇66篇第16节说，凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
Psalms chapter 66 verses 16 to 18 says, Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praises was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
我们可以向神祷告。
We can pray to God.
但是有的时候我们的祷告没有办法达到神的面前，主说我不听你们的祷告。
However, sometimes our prayers cannot reach to God. God said that he would not listen.
那就是因为我们在跟神之间有一个拦阻，就是我们的罪。
Because we were blocked away from God, for our sin.
以赛亚书59章讲同样的道理，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
In Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1, Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ears too dull to hear, but your iniquitieshave separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden your face from you, so that he will not hear.
神借着先知以赛亚向那个世代的以色列人呼喊，让他们赶快离开罪恶。
God used prophet Isaiah to preach to that generation to call them to get away from evil, from sin.
特别是他们拜偶像的罪。
Especially the sin that worshiping a false idol.
只有离弃那些的偶像，拜偶像的罪，他们才有可能在神的面前蒙悦纳。
As soon as they can get away from those idols, they can be pleasing in God's eyes.
他们的祷告才能够达到上帝的面前。
Their prayers can reach to God.
他们所献的祭物才能够蒙神的悦纳。
God will please their offering.
但是如果他们执意不听的话，他们最终就会落到一个圣殿被毁、人民被掳、整个国家落到灭亡的这样一个地步。
However, if they continue to sin and reject God's warning, their temple will be ruined and they will be captured by Gentiles, and the whole country will be destroyed.
过去神怎样呼喊以色列人悔改，今天神也依然在呼喊美国这个国家悔改。
In the past, how God called Israelites to repent, today God is also calling the U.S. to repent.
过去神如何派先知去警戒属于他的以色列的百姓，今天他一样借着圣经的话，不改变的话，在警戒今天的教会和基督徒。
In the history, how God used prophets to warn his people, and in Israel today, God is also using the verses in Bible to warn churches and Christians nowadays.
提醒我们要敬畏耶和华。远离一切的恶事。
God wants to warn us to fear God and avoid evil.
那世上有很多的恶事啊，在箴言的第六章里面有提到七样的事情。
There are many evil things, and at least in the Proverbs, there are six or seven things that God hates.
箴言第六章第十六节说，耶和华所恨恶的有六样， 连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手、图谋恶计的心、飞跑行恶的脚、吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不散纷争的人。
In Proverbs chapter 6 verses 16 to 19, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haunting eyes, a lying tongue, hand that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked scheme, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up a dissension among brothers.
这里提到七件事情。
Here it indicates seven things.
那还有一些事情呢，没有在这里提到。
There's a few things that were not mentioned here.
那今天呢，我想跟大家提出三件的恶事我们要远离的。
Today, I want to remind you three evil things that we have to keep away from.
那这三件事情呢，都是在我们今天所面临的这个面对这个社会上正在发生的事。
And these three things are still happening in our society today.
就在我们的周围，甚至也会出现在我们的教会当中。
It's in our environment, even in our churches.
那我想借着三个圣经里面的故事来跟大家分享这三件事情。
So I want to share this message with you through three stories from the Bible.
在这三个故事里面有一些好的榜样我们可以效法的。
Those three stories give us some good example that we can follow.
他们每一个都是有一颗敬畏上帝的心而使他们远离各样的恶事。
In this Bible stories, they have the heart fear the Lord, so they can get away from evil.
第一个我们来看呢，就是两个收生婆。
First story is about the two midwives.
记载在出埃及记的第一章第八节到第二十二节。
You can find it from the Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 to 22.
他们两个人，一个名叫施弗拉，一个叫普阿。
The name of the two midwives is Shifra and Puah.
我们先来把这一段的经文一起来读一下。
Let's read the Bible verse first together.
有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名施弗拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说：“你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩，就把他杀了；若是女孩，就留他存活。”
The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names are Shifra and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him, but if it is a girl, let her live.
但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。埃及王召了收生婆来说，你们为什么做这事，存留男孩的性命呢？
The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?
收生婆对法老说，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同。希伯来妇人本是健壮的，收生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了。神厚待收生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。
The midwife answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous.And because the midwife feared God, he gave them families of their own.
这里最后记载了哈，收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。这里两次提到收生婆敬畏神。
So here, twice I mentioned that those midwives feared God.
这个故事当中有一件恶事。
In this story, there's one evil doing.
就是法老要杀死希伯来人的男婴。
The Egyptian Pharaoh wants to kill all the boys of Jewish boys.
他为什么要这样做呢？
Why he want to do this?
因为他看以色列人越来越强盛。
Because he had witnessed, you know, the Israelite has become stronger and numerous.
人数越来越多，他就害怕了。
He became afraid because he saw the growing number of the Hebrews.
法老最看重的就是他的王位，他的宝座。
Because the Pharaoh treasured his throne and his power above everything.
所以他想尽一切的办法要保住他的权势。
So he tried everything he could to keep his power.
其实希伯来人并没有对他的王位造成威胁。
Even though those Hebrews did not threat, you know, pose a threat to his throne.
但是他法老的心里不安稳。
But his heart was shaken.
他甚至在那里假设，在那里猜想说，一旦外族来进攻的话，可能这些以色列人会背叛他。
Even in his heart, he was speculating that if he was attacked by other nations, those Hebrews will help those forces.
出于对以色列人这种的担心和惧怕，他就做了一件事情。
Due to his fear and anxiety to those Hebrews, he did one thing.
他就开始苦害以色列人。
Then he persecuted those Hebrews.
第一招就是呢，加重他们的工作，让他们成为非常劳苦的那个奴隶。
The first thing he did was just increase their labor, forced labor.
让他们来建很大的那个城池来积存这些粮食。
And he forced them to build store cities for Pharaoh.
但是这招不灵。
And it didn't work.
因为呢，在苦害之下的以色列人反倒变得更加的强盛。
And because under those oppression, the Hebrews grow even strong and multiply.
越沉重的工作反倒让这个民族变得人数越来越多。
So the more burden the Pharaoh gave them, the moreThe more people they increase.
所以法老就想出第二个办法。
So he found the second method.
吩咐这两个收生婆施弗拉和普阿，让他们做一件事。
So he required these two midwives, Shifra and Pua, to do one thing.
就是把刚出生的男婴杀死。
He asked them to kill.Boy, who was just born from a Hebrew woman.
那这里呢就提到了这两个人施弗拉和普阿。
So in these Bible verses, it indicated Shifra and Pua.
那这两个人是小人物了。
They are just ordinary people.
那他们的名字能够出现在圣经里面，而且仔细的把他们的名字记在这里。是因为他们敬畏神的缘故。
However, because they fear God, their names were recorded and the detail of their story was also recorded in the Bible.
当时的埃及是世上蛮强盛的一个国家。
Egypt was one of the strongest countries at that time.
埃及的法老是很有权势的国王。
The king of Egypt was very powerful.
但是圣经故意忽略他的名字，没有提法老的名字，却把这两个小人物的名字记载在圣经里面，让人知道。
However, the Egyptian Pharaoh's name was not recorded in the Bible. Instead, these two ordinary people, midwives' names were mentioned.
我们就知道在上帝的眼中，他是何等的看重那些敬畏他的人的名字。
So we know that how God treasured those people the name of those people who fear him.
法老很有权势，他完全可以杀死这两个收生婆，因为他们违背了他的命令。
Pharaoh was very powerful. He absolutely could kill these two midwives because they disobeyed him.
收生婆也不是不知道的。
Well, these two midwives also knew that Pharaoh could kill them.
但面临这个艰难的选择的时候，他们最终选择敬畏上帝，而不照着这个法老的命令去执行。
So they know that it's a very difficult choice. However, they decided to fear God instead of obeying on Pharaoh.
圣经讲说，神就厚待这两个人，让他们成立了自己的家室。
So here the Bible said because the midwife feared God, he gave them family of their own.
第二招法老也不灵，他就想起第三招。
God fell for the second time, so he thought about another way.
后来他就吩咐埃及人把看见的每一个希伯来人的男孩子呢都丢到尼罗河里淹死。
So he just said to all Israel, so Egyptian people, when they saw a Hebrew boy, they have to be thrown into the Nile River so they can be drowned.
那后来就引出这个摩西的故事啊，那是后话。
So there came the story of Moses.
那大家还记得当摩西回来要带以色列人出埃及的时候，他在法老面前行的第一个神迹就是使尼罗河的水变红，变成血水。
Do you still remember, you know, the first miracle that Moses performed when he came back to lead Israel people to get out of Egypt is turning the water in the Nile River to a red.
当摩西把他手中的杖伸入尼罗河的时候，尼罗河的水就变成血水。
The water in the Nile became the blood waters when Moses put his staff into the river.
这是对法老的一个审判。
It is a judgment of the Pharaoh.
对他当初啊，把希伯来的男孩子丢到尼罗河里面这个罪的这个恶事的一个审判。
It is a judgment of the sin and the crime that he committed by throwing all the Hebrew boys into the Nile River.
今天我们面临的这个问题就是我们要尊重生命。
Today, another things we have to confront is that we have to respect life.
然而杀害婴孩，杀害那些没有出生的婴孩的这些事情呢，现在在全世界不断的在发生。
However, killing baby, baby who are not born, it is actually can be found all over the world.
其中最严重的就是在中国大陆。
The worst cases is in mainland China.
那中国大陆开始执行这个计划生育啊一胎化的这个政策呢，是从1979年开始的。
China has practiced one-child policy since 1979.
一直到2011年啊，才开始放松这个政策，允许生第二胎。
And until 2011, it started to allow the second child.
在这32年当中，无数的未出生的婴孩被堕胎。
So during these 32 years, countless babies were forced to be aborted.
仅2013年一年呢，统计就有1300万的堕胎发生。
So based on the statistics, in 2013 alone, they were 1,300, how many?
13 million.
13 million cases.
在美国呢，是从1973年开始啊，这个最高法院通过了一个案子叫 Roe v. Wade。
So in the US, in 1973, the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court approved the cases sent that called a Roe and versus Wade.
所以从1973年开始呢，堕胎在全美的50个州成为合法的事情。
So the decision just legalized abortion in the U.S. in 50 states.
那从1973年一直到后面哈，这个在美国堕胎的数目呢逐年增加。
So starting from 1973, the number of abortions steadily increased.
后来有所减缓，但是呢，还是很多的堕胎每年在发生。
So even though it just decreased at some point, but we can still see many cases in the U.S.
这个 CDC 的统计哈，2017年在美国有将近61万的堕胎。
So based on the statistics released by CDC, 2017, there's about 614,000 cases in the U.S.
2018年也差不多。那在每一个数字啊，我们讲了很多的数字，但是大家知道，每一个数字的背后都是一条活生生的婴孩的生命。
In 2018, the number is about the same. So we just gave you a lot of numbers, but each number represents a life.
只不过当这个堕胎的过程当杀死这些婴孩的时候，人们没有听到这些孩子们的呼叫的声音而已。
Well, the only difference is, you know, during this.The process of abortion, people have no chance to hear the outcry of these babies.
在美国，有些政客呢，甚至支持同意立法通过要执行这所谓的部分分娩的堕胎法案。
Some politicians in the U.S. even support partial birth abortion.
就是在这个孩子怀孕到四个半月到九个月之间。依然可以执行堕胎。
Which means that the abortion could happen when the baby was 4.5 months old to 9.5 months old.
九个月，孩子已经长成，马上准备要出生了。即使是在这个时候，如果这个妈妈决定要堕胎的话，她可以找到医生为她去堕胎。
So when baby become 9 months, it's almost ready to be born.And so even during this time, if the mother decided to have an abortion, she can still legally find a doctor to practice it.
当她找到一个医生帮她堕胎的时候，
When he found a doctor to practice the abortion,
这个医生呢，先是把这个孩子的脚从妈妈的身子里面取出来。
The doctor has to first to take out the legs of the baby from the mother's womb.
然后呢，再把婴儿的双臂手慢慢拉出来。
And then he has to pull out the arms of the baby from the mother's womb.
最后只是这个孩子的头还没有出来妈妈的身体。
So in the end, there's only the head of the baby left in the mother's womb.
这时候你会看到孩子的手脚都在动的。
So at this moment, you can still see the hand and the legs of the baby are moving.
因为那是一个活生生的生命。
Because it's alive.
就在这个时候呢，医生会用这个剪刀从孩子的颈部穿进去。
So at this moment, the doctor will use a scissor to pierce through the baby's neck.
然后剪断他的头颅跟他的脊椎的连接。
So the doctor can cut off the connection between the baby's head and I forgot.
对，他就是把这个孩子的头颅跟脊椎剪断以后，这是他们被称这种事情叫做堕胎呀。
So they call this an abortion, what just you have heard.
这跟杀死一个人的生命有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference between killing a person?
这跟当初法老所做的事情又有什么不同？
So what is there any difference from what Pharaoh was doing at that time?
这样的事情是神所恨恶的。
This is something that God hates.
今天的教会，今天的基督徒要站在神的原则上来反对这样的事情。
So today, churches and Christians have to oppose such an action and crime, side with God.
让我们都存着一颗敬畏上帝的心，而远离这种杀害生命的恶事。
So every one of us has to have the heart which fear God and keep away from evil.
当然可能在我们的当中有一些的姊妹经历过这样流产的事情。
Of course, some of our sisters may have gone through abortions.
可能是在你们不知道不明白的时候做的。
It may happen before you realize.
那我想对你们讲的是说上帝是蛮有怜悯的。
And I want to tell you that God has grace.
他会赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sin.
只要我们愿意来到他的面前来请求他的宽恕。
As long as we are willing to come to his throne and ask for his pardon, forgiveness.
他的儿子主耶稣基督已经为我们的罪钉死在十字架上了。
His only son has been crucified on the cross for our sin.
没有一种罪恶是他不能够赦免的。
There's no sin that God cannot forgive.
只要我们愿意请求他的饶恕赦免，上帝肯借着他的儿子的血来洗净我们。
As long as we are willing to ask for his forgiveness, God can forgive us through the blood of his only son, Jesus Christ.
让我们借着约瑟的故事，我们看第二件我们要远离的恶事。
So through Joseph's example, there's a second evil example that we have to keep away from.
约瑟是以色列的十二个儿子中的一个。
Joseph is one of the sons of Jacob.
在他很小的时候，他就被卖到埃及。
He was sold to Egypt as a slave.
那离开家乡，离开家人，一个十几岁的年轻人啊，落到这个被卖为奴隶的一个境地。
So he has to left his family and his hometown when he was a teenager and became a slave.
那后来呢，他就被卖到这个波提法家啊，这是一个在埃及做护卫长的人的家里。
So he was then sold to one of the Egyptian official and became a slave.
那约瑟很能干。
Joseph is a very capable man.
他不仅很聪明，更重要的是神与他同在。
Not only he was smart, but more important is that God was with him.
连他的主人，连全家的其他的仆人都认出来说，哦，在约瑟的身上有神的智慧。
So, his master and all the people in the household can recognize, you know, Joseph has God's wisdom.
所以他的主人就把他升为全家的大管家啊，管理所有的事情。
So his master gave him great power to manage the whole household.
那显然约瑟自己也很清楚。
So Joseph also know that.
虽然他很可怜被卖为奴隶。
Even though he was sold as to the house of the Egyptian official as a slave.
离开爱他的父母与家人分离，他也会觉得很孤单。
Though he was forced to leave his family, the parents who love him very much, he of course will feel lonely.
但就是在这样一个受苦的过程当中，他体会到上帝的同在是何等的宝贵。
So, however, you know, during this time of suffering, he also learned God's presence was so precious to him.
他什么都可以失去，但是有一样他是不能失去的。
He knows he can lose everything, but one thing.
就是上帝的同在，他不能失去。
He cannot lose God's presence with him.
所以后来这个主人的妻子开始诱惑他的时候。
So when the master's wife tried to seduce him.
反复的要他跟他上床。
She repeatedly asked him to sleep with her.
那约瑟呢就一再的拒绝。
And Joseph refused to reject her multiple times.
那这一次呢是这个主人的妻子是看到周围的人都不在哈，只有约瑟单独跟他在一起的时候，他就强去拉他。
So when the master's wife saw there was no one around, he tried to grab Joseph.
对，约瑟就讲了下面这句话，他说在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，是指主人波提法，只留下你了，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Then Joseph said the following sentence. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against the God?
他说我怎能做这大恶。
He said that how could I do such a wicked thing?
他知道这件事情虽然周围没有人。
He knew that there was no one around.
但是有一位在这里始终不离开他的就是那位神。
But there's one person that has always been with her. It was God.
在神的眼中做这种淫乱的事情是一种大恶。
And adultery was such a wicked thing in God's eyes.
他说我怎能做这大恶，他说不是得罪我的主人，而是说怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Joseph didn't say how could I do such wicked things and sin against my master. Instead, he said, how can I do this and sin against the God?
这是约瑟对我们今天每一个人的提醒。
So this is the reminder from Joseph to every one of us today.
保持身体的圣洁。
We have to keep to have a holy life.
无论是在人前，在人后，有人在，没有在人在的时候，上帝总在这里。
Because no matter if there's people around, God is always be with us.
尤其是我们生活在这样一个色情泛滥的社会当中。
Especially we live in a society flooded with all kinds of, porns and sexual crimes.
各种各样的这种性方面的犯罪，在神的眼中看为恶的事情，在这个社会上越来越多的发生。
So we have seen a growing numbers of sexual crimes and the internet porn.
基督徒也同样的受这些事情的影响。
And the Christian has to also to embrace all this impact.
我们当常常想到约瑟这个榜样，上帝都看见，上帝都知道。
We have to think about Joseph as our example. He know that God is always with him.
让我们能够在神的面前立下这样的志向，在性方面能够追求圣洁。
So that's the term that before when we have to keep away from a promiscuous life.
而且神把教会放在地上，就是来帮助我们胜过各样的罪恶。
And God put the church on earth, so the church can help us to overcome all kinds of sins.
把属灵的同伴、弟兄姐妹放在我们的身边，让我们可以在有需要的时候寻求这方面的帮助。
So we can have a spiritual companion to help us to overcome all this temptation.
让我们一起来追求圣洁。
So that's all together, to become holy.
当一个国家公开的宣传并鼓励同性恋变性行为的时候，必会遭到上帝的审判。
When a country publicly to promote and encourage a homosexual and to change people's gender, they will be judged by God.
这些人不仅自己去行，还教育年轻一代跟他们一起去行。
Those people not only do those things, they also educated the younger generation to follow their example.
基督徒要远离这样的事情。
Christian has to get away from those things.
当初的索多玛、俄摩拉就是因为同性恋盛行，遭到神所拆下来的天火的审判。
So you can remember in the Old Testament, in the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah has received God's judgment because they have seen the homosexuals is prevailing.
当初强盛的罗马帝国也是因为在性犯罪方面的泛滥，造成了由盛到衰。
And the Roman Empire also collapsed because of all kinds of adulteries, and the people had a promiscuous life.
如今这些事情也正在我们的身边发生。
Now we can witness it happening around us.
我们要存着一颗敬畏神的心，远离这些的恶事。
We have to have a heart which fear the Lord and keep us away from those things.
第三件事情啊，我们来看这个但以理和但以理的三个朋友。
The third story, when then we would look at the Daniel and his three friends.
但以理和但以理的三个朋友都是因为拒绝拜偶像的缘故啊，遭到这个逼迫。
Daniel and his friends were persecuted because they refused to worship idols.
在但以理书第三章啊，记载他三个朋友啊，沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说：“你不讲弥撒了。”这件事我们不必回答你，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从列国的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，既或不然，王啊，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
In Daniel chapter 3 verses 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
这个尼布甲尼撒王立了这个金像，让所有人去拜这个金像。
The king, Nebuchadnezzar, had established a gold image. He wanted everybody to worship it.
但以理这三个朋友因为拒绝拜这个金像的缘故，被丢到火炉里。
And then Daniel and his friends refused to worship the idol, so they were thrown into the furnace.
但神与这三个人同在。
However, God was with them.
行了一个神迹，让他们在烈火当中没有被烧死。
God performed a miracle that they were not burned to death in the furnace.
后来，但以理他自己也遇到类似的事情。
And later on, Daniel has confronted a very similar situation.
就是这个王下令啊，大家都必须得向这个王去祷告。
And then, the king ordered everybody has to pray to the king.
不可以向其他的神去祷告。
People cannot pray to other gods.
就这里记载啊，但以理知道这禁令，盖了玉玺，就到自己家里。他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前。祷告感谢与素常一样。
Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before.
他依然向真神下拜祷告。
He still worshiped.And pray to the true God.
因着这个缘故，他被丢在狮子坑里。
Because of this, he was through the lion den.
但是神与他同在啊，行了另外一个神迹。
However, God was still with him, and God performed another miracle.
就是封住了狮子的口啊，但以理没有被狮子吃掉。
And so God sealed the mouth of the lion. Daniel was not eaten by the lion.
大家知道，在但以理那个时代，正是以色列人因为拜偶像被掳的这个事件。
I think you all know that Daniel and Israel people were captured because their sin to worship idols.
整个全以色列民族那些国家，包括他们的君王，都一起去拜假神。
Including their kings, all the Israel people were worshiping idol and false god at the time.
神就是在那个时候兴起但以理和但以理的三个朋友，让世人看见说谁是真神。
So at that time, God revived Daniel, raised Daniel and his friends to show the world who is the true God.
当人敬拜这个耶和华真神，当人存着这样一个敬畏的心，即使面临生与死的这个选择的情况下，他们也不拜假神的时候，神的同在就显出来。
So when they face such a difficult challenge, they have to choose before life and death. They still refuse to worship idol. At that moment, God just performed a miracle. His power was revealed.
所以今年的这个美国大选啊，是在我们记忆当中是最困难的一次。
So this year, the U.S. presidential election was the most difficult one we have ever encountered.
困难是在2000年啊，这个高尔和布什之间的竞选。
So, when compared with the campaign in 2000 between Bush Jr. and Gore,
当时是花了37天的时间哈，最后这个最高法院裁决出了结果。
So it took about 37 days. The Supreme Court made the final decision.
但今年呢，到今天已经大选日过去47天了，还没有结果。
So today, after 47 days after the election, there was no final result from the Supreme Court.
因为这个Trump 总统还没有这个承认败选。
Because President Trump had not admitted that he lost the election.
而且他开始号召这个支持他的人呢，1月6号到 DC 去集会。
And instead, he called his supporters to protest in Washington DC in January 6th.
因为那一天呢是这个国会哈、这个做最后裁决谁胜任做总统的日子。
Because it was the day that the Congress will decide who is the winner of the presidential election.
Yeah, 看起来是双方相持不下哈，最后怎样解决我们还看不到这个出路。
Now we cannot how the problem can be resolved.
那今天呢，我是不想谈这个大选举的事情。
Today I don't want to talk about the election itself.
我是想讲这次的选举对教会的冲击。
I want to talk about the impact of this election on church.
可以说这次的大选是对教会的一次严峻的考验。
I can say that it's a severe test to church, this election.
教会的合一受到冲击。
The unity of the church has been greatly tested.
因为弟兄姐妹、不同的看法呢，彼此相爱的关系受到影响。
Because a brother and sister with the different political views on their relationship has been tested.
而且教会传扬福音的事工也受到很大的冲击。
And the mission of the church to spread the gospel has also faced challenges.
然而有一个更大的冲击，我今天想特别跟大家提出来。
And however, there's another big impact I want to mention here.
就是我发觉有一些基督徒把川普总统当作了偶像。
I discovered that some of the Christians see President Trump as an idol.
如果我们把川普总统只是当作一个神可以使用的政治领袖的话，为了阻止美国一步一步的走向败坏，神可以使用他。
So if we see President Trump as a tool to stop the U.S. becoming corrupted, we can admit and see him as a tool of God.
我们也当为他祷告，为整个这个掌权的来祷告啊。那希望他再次当选总统，这也无可厚非。
Of course, we can then pray for President Trump and wish that he can be elected. And that there's nothing wrong with that.
但是在这个过程当中，我们有一种的倾向啊，是把他当作一种的偶像来敬拜。
But during the process, there's something I have to remind you that some of us treat President Trump as an idol.
我们做一下测验啊，看看我们的心中有没有这种类型的偶像。
Now, I can invite you to do a test. Let's see if we are intended to treat President Trump as our idol.
这是这个圣经简报站的那个林弟兄哈，他的一段的分享哈，我听到我觉得很好，跟大家有点分享。
And this is some message from Brother Lin on the Bible website. I feel this is a very good message I want to share with you.
他列出十个问题，让我们问问自己啊，看看有没有拜偶像的问题。
He posted 10 questions that we can question ourselves whether we treat President Trump as our idol.
好，第一个问题啊，如果川普落选了，没有川普当美国的总统，美国是不是就完蛋了？世界是不是就完蛋了？甚至连耶稣基督都没有办法救美国了。
First question we can ask ourselves, if Trump was not elected as the U.S. president, the U.S. is ruined, the world is ruined, even Jesus Christ cannot save the U.S.
如果我们这样想的话，就是在把川普当作偶像。
If we think so, then we treat President Trump as our idol.
第二个问题，如果一个弟兄或者一个姊妹没有像你一样支持 Trump 总统，你就和他翻脸，这就是在拜偶像，因为你把政治的立场放在主内的关系之上。
If a brother or a sister did not support President Trump as you did, you would disown this relationship.This means that you are worshiping him as an idol because you place your political position above the relationship in Christ.
第三个啊，如果你不在乎一个人爱不爱耶稣，却在乎他爱不爱 Trump， 那就是在拜偶像，因为你看 Trump 总统比耶稣更重要。
The third question, if you doesn't care if someone loves Jesus,However, you care if he loved President Trump. This means that you're worshiping Trump because you put Trump above Jesus Christ.
第四个啊，如果单单为了 Trump 的缘故，你可以脱离群组、小组、教会，这也是在拜偶像，因为你看 Trump 比肢体合一的关系更重要，比信徒彼此相爱更重要。
The fourth question, if you are willingTo leave your chat group, your fellowship, your church because of Trump, this is a idol worshiping because you see President Trump above the body of the Christ, above the loving relationship in your between your brothers and sisters.
第五个，如果你听到别人批评 Trump 总统，你就暴跳如雷，心里冒出无名怒火。这就是在拜偶像，因为只有偶像是不容批评的。
The fifth question is that if you hear the criticism of President Trump, you become furious and your heart burns with the fire. This is idol worshiping because only idol cannot be criticized.
第六个，如果别人不像你那样无条件的支持 Trump， 你就痛骂他是站在撒旦那一边。是被撒旦蒙蔽的，是冒名的基督徒，这不仅是在拜偶像，而且是在定不跟从你拜偶像的人的罪。
The sixth question, if someone else do not support President Trump unconditionally as you do, you will score him as a follower of Satan and will cheated by Satan. This is not the only sin of worshiping idol, and also a sin that judge people who do not follow your example.
第七个, 啊, 如果你认为神是在借着Trump 在分别谁是属神的人是麦子, 谁是属撒旦的人是败子, 这就是偶像崇拜, 因为你把Trump取代了耶稣。
The seventh question, if you think God is using Trump to distinguish wheat from wheat, and this is idol worshiping because you are using Trump to replace Jesus Christ.
第八个, 如果川普总统让你听不进不同的声音, 无法接纳意见不同的人, 这就是在拜偶像, 因为你已经被政治狂热塞住了耳朵和心智。
If the eighth question is that if President Trump stop you from listening to different voices, receiving different opinions, this is idol worshiping because your political fanaticism has stopped you from opening your eyes and your heart.
第九个, 如果你狂追川普的新闻和评论, 不漏掉一条, 却无心读经去追求主, 这就是在拜偶像, 就如同追星啊, 做球迷一样, 让你对主耶稣基督却毫无胃口。
The next question, if you crazily follow Trump's news or commentary, and you have no time or appetite to study Bible and to learn God, to know God, this is idol worshiping. This behavior, just like a follower of a Hollywood stars or a football fans, you have lost your appetite for Jesus Christ.
第十个, 最后一个哈, 如果你选择教会的标准是看说, 这个教会是否支持Trump, 是否在谈论这些政治的事情, 这就是在拜偶像, 因为你看教会的政治立场, 比圣经立场更重要。
The last question is that if you choose a church based on the standard if they support Trump or if they talk about politics, this is idol worshiping because you see the political position of a church above their a biblical position.
最后这个林弟兄呢提醒每一个教会哈，他说讲川普偶像化，这是撒旦散布在教会中的一个大的谎言。
Finally, Brother Lin reminded all Christians, if we idolize the President Trump, this is a wicked scheme, a confusion caused by Satan in churches.
会使人陷入一种 非我即敌的一种的政治狂热当中。
It will trap all Christians in the political fanaticism and to treat your friends who disagree with you as enemies.
陷入一种自以为为正义而战的彼此却相咬相吞的 这样一种的境界。
It will cause people to believe that they're fighting for justice, and instead they were actually attacking and destroying one another.
如果我们不谨慎处理这样的事情，会带来教会的分裂，被世人所嘲笑，让撒旦高兴。
If we are not alert and become cautious, it will cause the division of the church, and we will be mocked by the world. And can only please God, the Satan.
我们求神怜悯MGC。
And we pray that God will show mercy to our church MGC.
让这样的事情呢，不要发生在我们当中。
So such things will not happen in our church.
远离把政治人物当作偶像来崇拜的这种恶。
We have to keep away from the evil to treat political figure as our idol.
敬拜耶和华, 远离恶事。
We have to worship God and keep away from evil.
今天提醒大家远离堕胎、淫乱, 和把政治人物当偶像崇拜的这三件恶事。
Today, I want to remind you to avoid abortion, adultery, and the idol worshiping of politicians.
就像这过去一年主一再在提醒我们的，他来的日子快近了。
As the God has reminded us in the past years, it's almost the time for Jesus' second coming.
我们当存着一颗敬畏的心与他同行。
We have to walk with God with a heart that fears God, the Lord.
让我们一起来唱一首回应的诗歌。